You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You might be proud of me, something I did, because you are Mr. Lawn Care Guy.
Yeah. I put some heavy fertilizer down for this last snowstorm.
So I didn't do that. But I do pay for a lawn service. And one of the things they talked about was, you know, hey, if you need us to trim those bushes around your house or those little trees, we'll be happy to do that for X. It was way too large. So in my car on Saturday, drove to the home improvement store.
Good.
Picked up a cordless hedge trimmer.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Came back, charged it. And went to town.
Gave it hell, huh? And now all your bushes look like the bushes at Disneyland. They're like little characters, and One's an elephant.
One's a penguin.
One's a penguin, yeah.
It did turn out kind of funny in that along the front of the house, there's this long, involved, light green kind of bush thing that sticks up. Anyway, I started at the right side and went across, and then when I got done, I went to the middle of the yard, and I looked back at it, and you know how if you're writing something by hand on a sheet of paper that doesn't have lines on it,
mm-hmm.
how it just starts going up and up and up, or down and down and down? That's what my
it's
bush...
got a little... It's like a skeetlet jump, right?
Yeah, it just suddenly was going down and down and down, actually, from right to left. I guess I got a little bit more into it the farther along
it's
I
all
went.
Right. Yeah, you were getting used to it and you felt the power. And
and then yesterday went back out to level it up, finish it up, and there found a little baby bird's nest right at the near the top of it with like three or four little tiny little eggs.
Breakfast.
Sitting inside there. So I was like, oh, man, I just took away her
her shelter.
Overhang. I sawed that right off. So anyway, I felt all proud of myself with
doing all of that.
Good
for you. I'm happy to hear that. That's good for you.
The only problem is that it gave me like a carpal tunnel type syndrome in my
God.
You know, from holding that thing and the vibration for so long
because
I went all the way around the house, so like, oh my God,
your hand's still vibrating. Take advantage of it.
Anyway, so those were all of the highlights and lowlights of my weekend. What about you, knucklehead?
Pretty darn good weekend. We had some family over on Saturday for, gosh, it ended up being 6 hours. We had a little birthday get-together for Lila because the family couldn't see her during the week. So we did that, did some gifts with her, and I have felt sick to my stomach ever since because I've been eating very healthy for the past 20 days now. And we ordered pizza and had cake and ice cream and cocktails.
Sure.
And that just has not sat well with me at all this weekend. Mm-hmm. But it was
your body is saying, hey, make up your mind.
You kind of realize that when you eat junk, you feel like junk. So it's very eye-opening as to what you're putting in your body. So
how was the cake, though?
Too much frosting. Mm-hmm. Too much buttercream frosting.
It took us 4 days to go through all of the Costco.
It's too much
chocolate cake for Zoe's birthday.
See, I wish we had done that, but no, we didn't. Yesterday, we spent the entire day purging the basement yet again, just going through boxes and toys and getting rid of so much stuff, and it felt so good. It was one of those cases where we went out to Nicole's SUV, and I had to put down both rows of seats. You know, it's got the third row, so boom boom, two rows of seats just to fit everything in to get it out of the house. And then made a drop off at my parents for some of their junk, and then my sister's house for a lot of toys and baby books and things like that that we can finally let go because she's got a new kiddo. And man, that feels good when you purge, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels so good. So we did that all day yesterday, so I don't want to go into my basement for another week now. I just don't even look at it. And then yesterday, Dom, here's my creepy example of your phone always listening. Now, we've been really good. We haven't been out to eat since, I believe, December of 2019. We've been following the rules. We've been trying to stay safe and stay healthy. No knock against the restaurants. I miss you, restaurants. I want to come back. Now, it's no secret one of our favorite restaurants is La Peep, right? Love La Peep. Oh, my God.
You bet.
Sunday morning, I got up before Knickknack, and I was down in our living room sitting on the couch just having a cup of coffee. My phone was across the room on the table. She comes down. I say, good morning. The first thing I say to her is, I miss La Peep. Because that was our little breakfast spot. We'd always go to La Peep and get some scrambled eggs and biscuits and gravy and da 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 da. All I said was, I miss La Peep. And she's like, oh, that sounds so good. I don't want to cook breakfast, blah, blah, blah. Went on with our morning. About half an hour later, I wander over to my phone, picked it up, turned on Instagram, Dom. And as you can imagine, what is the first picture, the first ad that pops up? What's it for?
The panhandler at the
freaking Peep. It was a picture of the lumberjack or something.
Oh, yeah.
Which was my go-to. Can you believe that, though? One sentence of, I miss La Peep. Phone across the room. First ad when I pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
How? How is it happening? How, Dom?
Eavesdropping?
They are so... The man is listening.
Does it bother you or does it make you happy? Because I kind of like it these days.
It bothers me.
It used to bother me. Not anymore. Now I look forward to it.
It's bothering me because it's like you're having private conversations in your house, maybe financial conversations, conversations about family, and it's picking it all up. Your phone, your Alexa, your laptop, it's
but what if
everywhere.
That had been a, what if that had been a BOGO? What if it had been a buy one, get one from La Peep?
I could have been buy one, get four free, and I would have been like, come on, the first ad? The first time I pick up my phone during the day? It's freaking me out. It is straight up freaking me out. There's my story.
Well, all I can think about is when La Peep finally altered their menu a few years ago, and instead of just the peasant potatoes, they started doing hash browns as well.
Which is, you have to do. You have to.